This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue the lesson in which we were involved at the close of our study last time. We had been raising the question, suppose Jesus came into your home and asked, would you pray for all of my followers that every one of them should be one, that all should be united together of the same mind and the same judgment? And I pointed out to you that Jesus had said just that very thing in his prayer to the Father, as recorded in John chapter 17, where he prayed that all of his followers might be one. And one of the things involved in that was that the world might believe that he was the one sent by God. And then I pointed out to you that Paul had indicated to the Corinthian brethren that they should all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfected together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Further, we note in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, the Apostle Paul says again, for by one Spirit were you all baptized into one body. Now, Paul refers in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, to the fact that there is one God, one Lord Jesus Christ, one Holy Spirit, one hope of life everlasting, one faith, that is the gospel, one baptism, that is immersion in water under the remission of sins, and one body, that is the church. Paul identified the church as being his body, both in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, and also in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. You see, in one passage it says the church is the body, and the other passage says the body is the church. But both in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and Romans chapter 12, and Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible plainly teaches that although there are many members, that is, there is a plurality of members, there is but one body. There are just as many bodies or churches as there are gods, as there are Lord Jesus Christ. In each case, there is one. Now, we enter that body when we obey the Lord Jesus Christ in being immersed in water as a penitent believer unto the remission of our sins. So we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, for by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body. Now, suppose Jesus came and told you that. Suppose he came and said, I have but one body, I have but one faith, one gospel, one message, and I desire you to enter that one body by being obedient to the one baptism. How would you react to Jesus if he told you that face to face? Would you say, oh, now, Lord, that's just your idea about it, and I don't see any reason at all why one way of salvation isn't as good as another? Perhaps you're ready to say in defense of yourself, oh, I wouldn't do that if the Lord were to come and tell me. And I realize that all of us tend to have that reaction. As I think about the possibility of standing face to face with the Lord and his telling me something, I tend to give myself credit for saying, oh, I'd do whatever he told me to do. But the Bible makes clear that the way I react to his word is actually how I react to him. Luke chapter 16, verse 31, and 1 Samuel chapter 15. And so I plead with you today to ask yourself the question. And incidentally, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 in verse 5 that we should examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. It does not tell us to examine ourselves to whether we be religious, but it does tell us to examine ourselves to see whether we be in the faith. That is, whether we actually are living in harmony with the will of Christ. Now, as the next point, I want you to suppose that Jesus comes to your home, knocks on your door, you answer it, you learn who he is, and with great joy you invite him into your home, you give him a place of honor, he's seated in your living room and begins to talk with you much as he did with Mary, as we're told in the Gospel according to Luke. And suppose he tells you that after you have learned all of these other things we've talked about, that you've been obedient, you've been baptized into the church for which he died, that now as a member of that church, he wants you to do certain things. Would you say, oh, now, Lord, I don't see why it isn't just as good to lie home on Sunday morning and read the funny papers as it is to go and worship God and so forth? I want you to consider these matters. Our time is gone for today, but next time we'll go into more detail about what Christ expects us to do as Christians.